Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this, what I like to call Friday Eve morning, as the weekend is approaching. And also approaching, I do believe, is some thunderstorms out there headed our direction. So maybe we'll get a little bit of rain. Yeah, that's still moving this direction. So hopefully we can get a little bit of rain to kind of knock off that humidity out there. Because if you go by our studios, you will see our windows are completely fogged up. So, and today, as she is, the first and third Thursday of every month is Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. Jeannie, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning, doing well.
It's good to see you. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about B12, vitamin B12. But today's topic is going to be about calcium.
Yep.
And the first thing I think about when calcium is always milk, but calcium is in a lot of different things as well, correct?
Yes, it is. There's a lot of other foods that have calcium in them. So, you know, when you think of calcium, yeah, you think of milk and cheese and things like that. But what are the health benefits of calcium? A lot of people don't really realize. Well, you know, everybody thinks it's with your bones, but it's also a key nutrient for a lot of other things in your body. A lot of other things that we overlook in our diets. Almost every cell in the body uses calcium in some way, including the nervous system, muscles, and your heart. The body uses calcium to build healthy bones and teeth, keep them strong as you age, send messages through the nervous system, help your blood clot, your muscles contract, and regulate the rhythm of the heart. So if you don't get enough calcium in your diet, unfortunately, your body's going to take it from your bones to ensure that you have normal cell function, which can lead to weakened bones or osteoporosis, and actually can take it from your teeth as well. Strong bones protect your heart, lungs, and your brain from injury. A calcium deficiency can also contribute to mood problems such as irritability, anxiety, depression, and difficulty sleeping. Who would have thought?
Maybe I need to drink more milk then. I have trouble sleeping sometimes.
Despite all these vital functions, there's a lot of confusion about calcium and how to best protect our bones and overall health. You know, it's like we said, you know, there's calcium in milk, but, you know, there's kind of a downfall on that. How much calcium should you get? Where should you get it? And what's the deal with the vitamin D, the magnesium, the K2, and other nutrients that you need to help your calcium be absorbed and do its job? So that confusion kind of means that most of us are probably not getting what we really need every day. And approximately 1 in 2 women and about 1 in 4 men over the age of 50 will break a bone due to osteoporosis. So are you ready to take control of your bone health? So to do that, and just a little information going back, your bone growth stage stretches from birth to about 30. That's when you enter the normal age-related bone loss period that continues the rest of your life. And a special note for us women, our normal bone loss accelerates during and after menopause for about 5 to 7 years before it returns to the slightly slower rate that men experience. We can lose as much as 35% of our bone density during those years. So it's really important to think about that. We also need to be aware that there can be some silent thieves out there working behind our backs affecting our bone health. A lot of people don't realize this. Statin drugs. So if you're taking a statin drug to lower your cholesterol, it can interfere with the vitamin K2 bone building functions. So be sure and check with your doctor and see whether you need to increase that or work with that some way. A lot of antidepressants also alter, you know, your bone density. If it alters your serotonin level, it may lower your bone density. So that's something to keep in mind. And here's the real kicker. Osteoporosis drugs most actually weaken your bones. The bisphosphonate bone drugs impact your normal bone repair process.
Interesting, because my mom, she does take drugs for her osteoporosis as well. So it actually could be having the wrong effect on that, correct?
Yes, because what it does, it affects the structural. I mean, it may increase your bone density, but at the same time, it's actually weakening your bone structure because of the way that it interferes. Another thing is undiagnosed gluten intolerance can contribute to bone loss. Less than optimal bone health or so, because it may not be absorbing the nutrients you need for your bone health. So that's something to think about too. And you can be checked for that. Not too hard. Smoking and drinking. Smoking increases your rate of bone loss, and alcohol can interfere with our body's ability to absorb calcium, which can slow new bone formation.
Which my mother, unfortunately, she smoked for a very, very long time, which that probably didn't help at all. And probably, I don't know if that helped develop osteoporosis, but that apparently that kind of bone thing runs through the family. It's like, yay, I'm looking forward to that when I get a little bit older.
Well, you know, it's not a bad thing to think about starting that now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you should see how much milk I drink every day. It's disgusting about how much I drink it. It's like, oh, I'm already out of milk again. I gotta go get some more. So I love milk though. So hopefully that'll help. So.
Well, one of the important things is just have your bone density tested on a regular basis. Some good food sources of calcium. Sesame seeds, sardines canned in oil with the bones. Drain the oil off because it's usually high in saturated fat, though. Raw fermented dairy from grass-fed cows, as grain-fed, usually causes inflammation in a body. Goat's milk is a good one. Spinach and other dark leafy greens are good with calcium. Canned salmon with the bones, and the reason, you know, the sardines with the bones and the salmon with the bones are actually a good source of calcium for us. Almonds, navy beans, and sea veggies, so you can be sure and get those in. So make sure you're getting the correct form of calcium in your diet, too. You're going to see foods enriched with calcium, and that means they're probably using a synthetic form that the body can't use. So that's something to take into consideration. So like beyond the calcium end of it, there are other nutrients for healthy bones and other nutrients that actually keep the calcium in your bones rather than in your arteries. So that's important to remember. When it comes to healthy bones and preventing osteoporosis, calcium alone isn't enough. There are a number of other vital nutrients that help your body absorb and make use of your calcium you consume. Magnesium's number is one of those. And why is that important? It helps your body absorb and retain calcium to help build and strengthen bones and prevent osteoporosis. Since your body is not good at storing magnesium, it's vital to make sure you get enough of it in your diet. And there are ways to get that too. Magnesium is found in nuts, especially almonds and cashews, seeds like pumpkin, sesame, flax, and sunflower, whole grains, seafood, legumes, tofu, and many vegetables, including spinach, Swiss chard, summer squash, turnip, mustard greens, broccoli, sea vegetables, cucumbers, and celery. Reduce your sugar and alcohol, which increases the excretion of magnesium, though, so keep that in mind. Vitamin D. Vitamin D helps the body absorb calcium and regulate calcium in the blood. How to include it in your diet? Well, you know, the best way we manufacture D ourselves is to get out into the sun. So spend some time outside soaking up those rays. And like good sources in your diet are butter from grass-fed cows, fish, shrimp, and oysters. And another nutrient that's important too is vitamin K. And vitamin K2 in particular helps the body regulate calcium and form strong bones. So how much do you need? Adult men, about 120 micrograms daily, and adult women, 90 micrograms daily. How to include that in your diet? Well, you should be able to meet the daily recommendation for vitamin K by simply eating one or more servings per day of like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, dark green lettuce, and green leafy vegetables, collard greens, or kale. But if you don't eat those every day, then you might want to think about supplementation. So a couple other ones, are vitamin C and vitamin B12. New research suggests that vitamin C and vitamin B12 may also play important roles in bone health and the prevention of osteoporosis. Consuming foods rich in vitamin C may help you prevent bone loss. Good sources include citrus fruits, such as oranges, grapefruit, strawberries, kiwi, mango, Brussels sprouts, and green bell peppers. Studies have also found the link between vitamin B12 levels and bone density and osteoporosis. Good sources of B12 include seafood such as salmon, haddock, and canned tuna. So a few other tips for building strong bones and preventing osteoporosis. Salt. Eating too much salt can contribute to calcium loss and bone breakdown. So reduce your packaged and convenience foods, fast foods, and processed meats, which are often high in sodium for preservative reasons. Mm-hmm. So instead of salt, try using herbs and spice to enhance the taste of food. Caffeine. So drinking more than 2 cups of coffee a day can lead to calcium loss. The amount lost can have a significant impact on older people with already low calcium levels.
Man, I know somebody in my old job used to work. It's like, I'm on my 4th cup of coffee today. I'm like, wow, you know. That may be a little too much there, buddy.
One guy I used to work with would drink coffee all day. I don't know if I ever
cup would empty and it's all of a sudden, well, time to refill.
So I don't know how he functioned, but like my 2 cups a night, that's usually it.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol. Alcohol inhibits calcium absorption and disrupts your body's calcium balance in a number of ways. So try to keep your alcohol consumption to no more than 7 drinks per week. And soft drinks. In order to balance the phosphates in soft drinks, your body draws calcium from your bones, which is then excreted. So opt for water or calcium-fortified orange juice instead. So, and another thing to consider is, for lifelong bone health, exercise is a good key. When it comes to building and maintaining strong bones, exercise is essential, especially like weight-bearing activities and walking, dancing, jogging, weightlifting, stair climbing, racket sports, and hiking. Find something that you enjoy doing and make it a regular activity. I need to do more of that.
I definitely need to do more walking, that's for sure. But as right now, drinking the milk. And you may think I have a soda over here, but this 44-ounce thing, but this is water. So
good.
With lots of ice.
You know, and you know, if you're not able to incorporate more green leafy foods and some of the foods that we mentioned to increase your calcium production, or calcium supplementation is always a good option. So while the best food is the best source, you can make up those shortfalls with the supplement. I've got several different ones in the store. But you got to remember, taking care of your bones help you maintain a sharp mind, clear mind, and help you live a long, active life. That's a win-win for sure.
Absolutely. A long active life is always a win-win. So, again, lots of different things. We talked about the magnesium. So, the magnesium chewies, that helps as with calcium as well, correct?
Yes, yes. And I do have some supplement forms that have everything in it, like the calcium. It's got the K2, the D3, and the magnesium all together. And I actually have a chewable. Chocolate flavor.
chocolate sounds good. Problem is, I'll probably be like, oh, I was only supposed to take 2? This over here for right
now. There again, that's where what your body absorbs comes into play as well.
Right,
so
exactly.
The more you can do to help that body absorb the things that you consume, then the better off you're going to be.
Absolutely. Definitely agree with you on that. So, well, Jeannie, first of all, I know where the store is, but maybe people who are maybe new to town or not sure, where is the store located at and what are your hours of operation?
I am at 414 West 8th Street here in Coffeyville, 251-4451. And I am open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to noon. Now, this is a holiday weekend. I'm going to close tomorrow at 3:30, and I'll be closed Saturday for the 4th of July. But my normal hours we'll start again Monday.
I don't blame you. I would take off too. It's gonna be a fun weekend. Lots of fireworks. We've been talking. I was telling you off air that it's amazing how many fireworks stands have popped up, because I was just like, from where I'm from, we're not allowed to have fireworks. You know, you were kind of surprised when you say you can't even possess fireworks in where I'm from, and it's just like, you're just like, wow. Especially since it's so funny, they sit up on the county line and they but the police are on the other side of the county line, and they just watch. They just like wait for you to cross. They're like, oh, nope, you're possessing it within the limits.
That kind of takes a lot of the fun out of 4th of July.
That's when you go back into that city and just move around and make sure they're not following you or something, you know. So that's the best way to do that, to make, get around it.
Another way is I've got the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I try to post some new things. I got some new keto snacks in on my truck yesterday. So come in and browse around.
All right, and hey, by the way, and it's very nice and air-conditioned in there, so with as hot as it's being, step in and talk with Jenny for a little bit. I know she loves to talk to people. I was in there a few weeks ago. I think I stayed there for like 10, 15 minutes, and we were just talking about whatever pretty much, and talking about the store, and I got to get back in there sometime because I'm running a little low on my magnesium chewies, so I got to get back into that store, get back into the store pretty quickly, and also my tart cherry extract as well. All right, Jeannie, again, that's the Natural Food Center right here on 8th Street. You can't miss it. There's the big sign that says the Natural Food Center. It's a little bit to the west of the station, if you know where the station is. Be sure to get out there. Again, she is closing early tomorrow at 3:30. It will be closed on Saturday. She is usually open on Saturday, but it is the holiday weekend, so she will be closed then. And then back to normal business hours on
Tuesday.
All right. So, well, Jeannie, thank you so much for coming in today. It's always a pleasure to see you the first and third Thursday. So, with it being the second, we'll see you again on the 16th of July.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Denise York and a guest in from Coffeeville's Reawakening. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this muggy Thursday morning.